Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas. I'm Pam, your host and the redesigner here. We come your way each Monday at 7:30 through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com. This network is filled with a number of talented hosts touching on a number of subjects. Page through the programming page to find a show, in addition to mine, that may interest you. I would love to hear from you guys tonight. While the show was going on, you can call the studio to become part of the conversation, or you can call the studio and just hang on if you want to. If you want to talk, though, you're going to need to press 1. The number to call is 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. To talk, as I said earlier, please press 1. Well, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I sure did. It was a creative project, one after another. I tell you, I helped my granddaughter. Well, I actually helped both my granddaughters, the 11-year-old and the 4-year-old, with puzzles. And I think they loved it. This puzzle thing is great. Wait until you see the latest one. The tigers are still available in the store, friends. If you want to see it and all the items I designed for the interior, please visit the One Designer, Two Ideas website. They may be few in number, but the creative flow is rising. So please check back often to see what is coming. So much is coming in 2016. I have so many ideas and so many projects in the works. You're just going to have to wait and see, because it is just really going to be good things at the website. To see the items that are in the store right now, you can go to the website, which is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. You can also sponsor a show if you'd like to become a part of this Redesign Radio Network. Read all about it at the website as well. Well, guys, tonight we talk about accessories. The furniture is arranged, the lighting is in place, the walls are cleaned and painted, the art has been hung, and the floors are covered. Now what? Are we done then? Not quite. There are a few finishing touches that need to be added. Our show tonight is part 2 of the finishing touches of redesign. Last week we dressed the walls with art, collectibles, and or photo collages. We looked at what the design industry has to say pertaining to how to wallscape, and we even heard from a professional artist on professional art and what inspires it. Thank you, Jacqueline. But there has to be something that moves the design right along, that complements the room's design, that adds an aesthetic value to a room. These are the necklaces on the little black dress, the tie in a color that sets off a suit, the purse that makes the shoes rock. These are accessories. In her book, Decorating Ideas That Work, Heather Paper says accessorizing a room is building on the basics. A smart approach to decorating, she adds, is to start with the basics, which she says is the furnishings, the light, the scheme, the theme, and design. Then comes the embellishments, the enhancements that will bring the design home, from the windows to the entryway, from the ceiling to the floor. Paper adds that a well-accessorized room takes forethought. I think the right accessories, not only embellishment, but adds personality. It's the swing in your step when you know you're looking good. That personality should be comforting, offering everyone that walks in a welcoming hand, revealing a little bit about you, a little bit about yourself, the mystery that is you. Maybe the room's theme showcases your nautical side. Or if the room has a piano, it may showcase your musical side. My friend Joe's husband is a band member, a radio personality, and a station manager. All the accessories in their family room, from the paintings on the wall to the 10 mariachi stick figure band perched on the windowsill to the turntable record player tells those in the room what rocks that room style. If not, maybe the two banjos on their stand will drum the style home. My friend Amy's accessories in her family TV room emphasizes the room's role. Above the closet, there are a row of many theater spotlights. Not only do they enhance the room's TV portion, but the lights add functionality as they add light to the space when needed, but can also add ambiance when the dimmers are used and TV watching is in effect. Well, my friend Julie and her family love the Green Bay Packers, poor things. Well, anyway, when you walk into their family room, there is no doubt what NFL team rules their football world. From throw blankets to pillows, to lamps, to rugs, to a Brett Favre bobblehead, and a picture plaque on the wall, to books in the bookcase standing so proudly that tells the Pack story, this family room is all about the Green Bay Packers. Now that is dedication, and this Chicago Bear fan feels a little inundated in green and yellow when I'm there. Makes me feel like Aaron Rodgers is just going to walk around down the stairs around the corner and look at me and ask me why I'm not a Packer fan. I joke around about Julie's family room, but that is what accessories should do. Play to the tune of the room's design. You might ask, what is an accessory? It's the lamps. It's the baskets in the bookcase. It's the wastebasket in the room. It's the area rugs that directs traffic. It's the bowl on the cocktail table, the throw blanket on the end of the couch, Bruce's mariachi band in the windowsill, a swimmer's poster of Michael Phelps hanging over his bed, a mannequin dressed in a colorful outfit in the living room of a fashion designer's home, an artist's glass piece on a glass table in the family's living room, to even a room in my house that showcases my redesigned sketches with my pencils and pencil sharpeners in a wire pencil case from Dollar Tree. What you pay for your accessories is really not important as their role they play in the room and the value that they add to it. Listen, we're going to take a short break. If you guys want to call in, feel free to do so. I gave you the number, but I'll give it to you again. It's 1-347-326-9930. That is 1-347-326-9930. And if you want to talk, please press 1. We'll be right back. Hello, all. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, "There is no place like home." I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. 3 options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise doing a show, you can order that at the One Designer, Two Ideas website. You can also see the decor items that we design to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Now, back to our show. Hey, everyone, and thank you for coming back with me. Now, a number of redesign projects begin with accessories, and I know that if you've been following me, you know that I give suggestions, and I say that if you want to change the direction and the design and the decor of a room and you're not sure, you know, how you want to do it, you know, I have suggested to start with accessories. A lot of design projects start with accessories, but let me just say this one thing and then we'll go on. But yes, it may start with accessories, but when you are really serious about redesigning or redirecting a room's decor, the first thing, I think, the first step in any design project, whether it's interior design or redesign, I believe that the very first step is to declutter. Go through what's in the room. Make sure that everything in that room is something that you want, that's of value to you, and that you can that will be used in your project. There's plenty of places that you can donate gently used items to, and I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people probably, and I know this because I always see this, is that people look at stuff and say, oh, I don't want that anymore, and then 10 other people come by and say, well, if you don't want it, I want it. So it's what value you put on it. But I believe, and I say again, that the first step is in any interior redesign or interior design project is to declutter and clean. Because there's one thing I always say, you cannot decorate dirt. So the first thing is to declutter and clean. If you are confused about where you want to take the room, I talk to a lot of people when we talk about redesigning their homes, and a lot of people have no idea where they want to go. They know that they don't want what's there, but they're not sure where to go from there. So I always suggest is develop a scheme, develop something that you love, some color that you like. What do you often wear? Do you like to wear black? Do you like to wear maroon? Do you like to wear green? What color is it that your favorite, that people, that you're known by? You know, I have a friend, my friend Rebecca, she loves white. I know that. And it's not an odd thing, but it is, her kitchen is white. Her kitchen is white because I know she loves white. And so develop a color that you like. Develop some sort of scheme. Go shopping. Go to Joann Fabrics and find some fabric that encompasses at least one color that, and then it has other colors with it, something that you can live with. So we'll get to that. So now I know a number of redesign projects begin with accessories. If you're not sure where to go, those of us who are a tad, you know, all over the redesign place, I always suggest to start small. If you have a color in mind, design or buy a throw pillow in that color. Sit it among what you already have. Look at it for a few days to see if you can live with it. Even in paint, I suggest that as well, because a number of paint companies offer the little sample bottles. If you find something that you think you can live with, you can buy that little small sample bottle. Paint it in a little inconspicuous place that you can see, but no one else can see. And you know, kind of see if you can live with it. But that's how I say, let's start this conversation of redesign and change. Let's start small. Let's start with an accessory. Let's, you know, just in case this is something that you cannot live with, you can look. If you like it, you can move forward. If not, you haven't invested a lot of money yet, so you can change it back to what you had or try another color or style. When you are not sure, it is best to start with small items like a pillow cover or a lampshade or a throw or even a remnant from a fabric store. Joann sells, but I'm sure that even Hobby Lobby in their fabric area, they all sell remnants. And you can small, like, you know, they cut it for someone, they decided they didn't want it, and they sell it at a reduced price. And you can go in that bin and probably find something that you like. Start there. I think you can get as little as an eighth. If you don't want remnants and you see something on the shelf at Joann's, I know that you can, I think I'm pretty sure on this, that you can get as little as an eighth of a yard of fabric from Joann's. Make an accessory and see where it goes from there. I know it's a finishing touch. I know what I'm asking is a finishing touch, and you know, but when you are not sure what design or color you want, I say make accessories your beginning. Our home style, decor, and design is personal and should not be created lightly, but with thought. I don't mean filling the room with trinkets that mean nothing, but with items that mean everything, that can relay your story and tells who you really are. Like Julie's room is organized, it's orderly, and the packed green and yellow is a center for all that is in the room. They thought that design out, and it flows well. My sketches, while a small collection now, pencils my story and what is important to me. It displays what makes sense and is arranged just so, like it should be. I think of redesign like a book. It has a beginning and it has an end, but you can't get to the end without the trail and order that the middle provides. And so it is. I hope these two shows have been helpful to your redesign project. I always say our homes are all about us and our families. It's not following trends, but creating your own. I watch TV a lot, and I see a lot of shows where one person on this show or any of the reality shows can decide that they like something, and then thousands of people will follow their trend. I say, you know, blaze your own trail. Decide what it is that you like. I bet you that Julie did not have to call anyone and ask how that Green Bay Packer family room should be. Or Amy, she probably didn't have to call anyone to design her, you know, her TV room. And I love those little theater spotlights. They are just so cute. I can't say that I've ever seen those. Maybe I should ask her where she got them. Put that on my to-do list. Yes. But I'm sure that they all, you know, we have to follow our own bliss. We have to follow and create our own trends. We are the ones that's living in the house. You know, like, I think I said this like two or three shows ago, that sometimes designers say, well, you know, I hope they come my way. I give you suggestions as the person that you've hired to help you redesign a room in your home. I give you my ideas. I give you my thoughts. I give you industry updates. Where we go with that and what the final product looks like, that's totally up to you, because it is your house. You live there. I won't see it every day as you will. And, you know, as I said with my friends, when I design for them, yes, I'm going to go back and I'm going to see their, you know, I'm going to go back and see my work in progress, as I do at my friend Kathy's house. I redesigned her family room. She didn't take all my suggestions. But, I mean, it is a finished project, and I love going back and seeing it. But she did not take all my suggestions, and that's okay. That is truly okay, because her family, they're the ones that have to live there and see that every day. So I don't know everything. I give the best information that I have, that I can gather, that I, you know, get from the industry. But the final product and the final decisions, hey, they're yours, because this is your house. And that's exactly the way I feel. You know, I'm not upset about it. Not at all. I want you to be happy where you live, because I do believe, and I say this all the time, I've said this before in this show, probably every other show, as Dorothy says, there is no place like home. There is no place, and it should be. Home should be everything that you need it to be to feel comfortable, to feel warm, to recharge your battery and get back out there tomorrow to conquer the world, at least your part of it. But it should be everything that you want it to be. And that is what One Designer, Two Ideas is all about. I want to be able to, I want to help you, assist you, and give you the best advice that I can to help you fall in love with your homes all over again. That's what redesign is. It is actually taking what you have, yes, and redesigning it, rework it, rearrange it, re. That is the words in redesign. Reimagine. Yes, this it. You can look at a room and change. One change could change the flow. I'm telling you, if you switch the TV, if the TV is on the north wall, and you say I want to change, and you put it on the east wall or the west wall, it changes the flow of the room. It changes the walking pattern. Change is abound. And that is what redesign is. I want everybody that I have a chance to talk to. That is my goal, to make sure that everyone is happy with their homes. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. And thank you for joining me tonight. Hey, hey, and we're back. Listen, I hope these two shows have been helpful to your redesign project. I hope that if you don't have one started, that it encourages you to start one. I always say our homes are all about us and our families. If not following trends, but creating our own, please join me Thursday night for a decor short and preview show. Then we will be right back at 7:30 next Monday for another One Designer, Two Ideas full-length show. If you have any questions or comments about this or any One Designer, Two Ideas show, please visit the One Designer, Two Ideas Facebook page. I say that about 30 times a show, don't I? Yeah, but I want you to know who you're listening to, yes. That address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. But before we go, our worthwhile moment will be Barking and Meowing about PetSmart's charities. This mission statement says it all. We envision a world in which every pet has a lifelong loving home. PetSmart Charities and PetSmart Charities of Canada are nonprofit animal welfare organizations that save the lives of homeless pets. They save more than 400,000 dogs and cats find homes each year through their adoption program in all PetSmart stores and sponsored adoption events. PetSmart Charities grants money to directly help pets in need than any other animal welfare group in North America, they say, with a focus on funding spay and neutering services that helps communities solve the problem of pet overpopulation. PetSmart Charities was born out of a need to help save the lives of stray animals in 1988. Pet Food Warehouse, now known as PetSmart Stores, began to work with local animal welfare groups to hold fundraising and pet adoption events. In 1989, Pet Food Warehouse became PetSmart. Fast forward to 2014, PetSmart Charities marked its 6 millionth adoption with a cat named Missy June in Neptune, New Jersey. With that said, our worthwhile moment this week is PetSmart Charities helping many dogs and cats find their forever homes. So you can read more about PetSmart Charities at the Facebook page. I have posted their website, and you can go there and learn how you can give and help them help animals get forever homes. I love that, forever homes. I love it. Yes. Well, again, thank you for joining us tonight. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Have a great night, all.